Jupiter Card briefly paused withdrawals. During Solana Card incident, Jupiter told its cardholders on August 28 that card balance withdrawals are back to normal after a brief precautionary pause. The pause came in response to a security incident at a different Solana Card program, not at Jupiter itself. The company posted the update on its official Jupiter mobile account, which is the primary source for this report. According to that statement, Jupiter's card partner paused card balance withdrawals earlier in the day while it completed security checks. Once those checks cleared, withdrawals reopened. Jupiter listed four specifics. No Jupiter accounts were affected. Card payments kept working throughout the pause. Users' on-chain wallets were never touched, and funds were never at risk. The pause was a precaution, not a breach. The distinction matters for anyone holding a Jupiter Global card. The incident originated elsewhere in the Solana card ecosystem, and Jupiter's partner froze one narrow function, card balance withdrawals, while it verified nothing had spread. Spending at the point of sale continued the entire time. So a cardholder tapping to pay in a shop during the window would not have noticed anything, while someone trying to pull their balance back out would have hit a temporary block. That is a reasonable order of operations. Withdrawals move value out of the system, so freezing them first limits exposure if a problem is real. Payments authorize against an existing balance and are easier to reverse or dispute, so leaving them live keeps the card useful without adding much risk. A rough stretch for Solana card programs, Jupiter was not the only issuer responding this week. Tria resolved its own Solana card balance issue and said it would compensate affected users, while Avicii pledged to refund affected card balances in full after an incident with its card-issuing partner. Others, including Ether.fi and Kast, posted statements confirming they were unaffected. The common thread is the shared plumbing behind many crypto cards. Most of these programs do not issue cards themselves. They sit on top of a card-issuing partner and a payment processor. When one link in that chain has a problem, every program riding on it has to check whether it is exposed, even if the answer turns out to be no. Jupiter's brief pause is what that verification looks like from the cardholder's side. For most cardholders, nothing to do now, nothing for most people. Withdrawals are live again, and Jupiter says balances and wallets were never compromised. If you tried to withdraw during the window and it failed, retry it now. Jupiter also noted it kept affected users updated by email throughout, so check your inbox if you want the timeline for your own account. The broader takeaway is about counterparty layers, a card that keeps your assets in your own self-custody wallet until the moment of spending still routes the spend and the balance through a custodial issuing partner. That partner is a separate point of risk from the wallet itself, which is exactly why Jupiter could truthfully say on-chain funds were safe while still pausing card balance withdrawals. Knowing where each layer sits helps you read these notices calmly instead of assuming the worst.